This is the B-Team Podcast. A daily recap of what you missed this morning on Mississippi Superstar Country Kicks 96.
A Boswell Media Station.
Join us here for behind-the-scenes information, exclusive show content, and more. Listen live at kicks96news.com.
To become a sponsor, appear as a guest on the show, or for more information, contact them at btpodcastms@gmail.com.
Allow myself to introduce myself.
Brian Bemo Montgomery.
This station is now the ultimate power in the universe.
Rick Riley.
Don't everybody thank me at once.
This is the B-Team Podcast.
The B-Team Podcast.
We're here.
This is the B-Team Podcast, and we thank you so much for tuning in today. Of course, if it's your first time, we thank you for tuning in. Make sure you spread the word and stick around because we've got all kinds of things going on. Of course, the B-Team Podcast is a rebroadcast of some of the things you get to hear. Weekday mornings on Mississippi Superstar Country Kicks 96. You're home for BMO in the morning. Breezy, you're home for the breakfast show. Rick Riley. So, coming up a little bit later, Miss Ashley will introduce a new feature, and you're going to like it. Stuff is flying off the shelves, dude.
Oh, I know. Mouse pads. Everybody wants a mouse pad.
Mouse pads and coffee cups.
We're going to go Oprah. You get a mouse pad.
And you get a mouse
Everybody
pad.
Everybody gets a mouse pad.
Pokey, I know you're listening. You got a couple cups coming to you. So I'll give those to Brother Breck and he will get those to you. I'm telling you, man, if you, me, and Poke ever all get together, I have a feeling it's going to be a memorable occasion.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it is the 10th day of December. And it was on this day 7 years ago. For the man to my right, baby brother Breck Riley at that time.
27-year-old Breck, right?
Began his radio career.
Who's that kid? 27.
I'm dying to hear the news.
It's bad.
We've got those somewhere.
Oh, it's bad.
But happy anniversary first and foremost, and thank you for your service in broadcasting. But explain to everyone what we have for them now, because this is a jewel. This is a jewel.
It's a stupid Christmas memory game.
It's a jewel.
I hated that game, and I came in right in the middle of it. It's the memory game. You played as a kid, right? So you got to turn over. We have 15 spots on the board, and two spots had like a wallet. Like I said, a hobo wallet was one of them.
Ooh.
And that's what everybody wanted, was the hobo wallet. The other hand, it's like, you know, pretty expensive. So basically, people call and they listen. We take one caller an hour. So early in the morning, we're like, all right, what numbers do you want?
I want number 2 and number 7.
And then you flip over number 2, number 7. And, you know, if it was a match, they won. And that's what we did. So I came in right in the middle of, because they'd already given some things away.
Right.
So I came in right in the middle. So it was my first official day on the radio, but I had been on the radio before,
right,
like filling in. I did not like the Christmas memory game.
It sounded something like this.
Number 16 and number 30.
I believe both of them have been revealed. Number 3 is the hobo wallet from Riverbridge Clothing Company. But number 16 is the $15 gift certificate for SBS Home Center.
Number 3 and number 19.
All right, number 19. Oh, you know, 3 is the hobo wallet. He was obviously listening in beforehand. But number 19 hasn't been revealed yet, so we're going to circle that one. Number 19 is the $50 gas card from Valero Gas Mart.
Number 12 and number 16.
Number 12 is the $50 gift certificate for the Rustic Kitchen. And number 16 is a $50 gift certificate to SBS Home Center.
So there it is, the actual audio from
day one.
Day one.
And that promo ran, you know, we produced that promo and it ran throughout the day.
Uh-huh.
So anyone that wasn't listening could write down there, you know, and get their thing.
That is crazy.
That's what we did.
First song ever back sold was No Doubt, Don't Speak, and I cringe every time I hear it, because when you first get into radio, you're finding your voice. There's a misconception that when you start in this business, you walk in here, you see this microphone, and your voice is supposed to go from this to, hey, how are you?
All right. Coming up this morning on the radio, Breezy 101.
Yeah, it's puking. That's the terminology in radio. You don't puke. So the first thing he said to me was, just talk, just speak. And I did. And he went, don't ever talk like that again. I said, but that's my voice. Your voice is too deep. Raise it up an octave. Lose the accent. You're too country. And I went like this. How in the hell can you be too country for radio? So I did.
Oh, God. No, it's true. I never had much of an accent, you know, because the deep voice and everything. Same thing with you. It's one of those like. Even living here my whole life, people are like, are you really from Mississippi? I'm like, yes, I'm from Mississippi.
Yeah.
And it's there, but it's just not as
prevalent as most people's.
Right.
And but you know, eventually you do work it off.
Yeah.
Because you can only hear yourself say 267, and then or 265. It becomes 26. It becomes 265. Like people make fun of me when I say Breck Riley.
Yeah.
Breck Riley.
Breck Riley.
Because my family, I'm Breck Riley. I'm, you know, on the radio, I'm Breck Riley.
Right.
You know, so they make fun of me. But yeah, I had a friend when Chris worked at Super Talk down in Jackson. He had a girl on his staff, and she was very country.
Oh wow.
Extremely country. And apparently, Chris said she was pretty self conscious about it. But their consultant Valerie, who wrote the book, the book we always read, Beyond Powerful Radio. That's her consultant. And she said it wasn't so bad because, you know, you're in the South and some people might connect more with someone that sounds
right.
It sounds, you know, country. But I mean, she was like hee-haw, yee-yee, off in the woods
like,
country.
Like Minnie Pearl country.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, but I mean, you know, like I said, she stayed. I mean, she was good at what she did, but she was just one of them that had an accent. And I don't like it either way. I don't like the people that have, I mean, I'm saying I don't like the people. You obviously can't do much about your accent.
Right.
But then, you know, the people that, like you said, puking.
Yes.
The people that like, on location here at the seat of the crime. Like, don't do that.
We had a guy whose name was Boo Baron. Okay. And that was his name. His last name was Baron. His first name was, I forget, Booth?
Boo Radley?
I think it was
Booth. Kill a Mockingbird?
I think it was Booth. Booth Baron, but he called himself Boo Baron. And when you talk to him off the air, he would talk just like this. Hey, man, listen, we're going to have this little get-together after work, and I was wondering if you and your wife were... It's Kicks 96, your home for Boo Baron, and I would talk just like this all the time. And I'm like, are you for real? And then he'd get off the mic, and he'd be talking just like this again.
Yeah, see, that's another thing. Like, something I go out in town, and people are like, man, it's so weird hearing you here because you sound just like you do on the radio. And then,
oh, my God, that is the worst thing you can ask a jock. So what's your radio voice sound
yeah,
like?
Yeah, yeah. And
what?
Because some people tell me, like, it's exactly the same. And so I guess the people that know me a little bit better, they're like, oh, you don't really sound, you know, exactly the same. But some people, you know what I mean? It's weird because, like, some people are like, man, it sounds like I'm listening to the radio right now. And I don't know. It's probably this because, like, when other people see me,
uh-huh.
I'm out and about and I'm probably imbibing a little bit.
But you're not projecting as much.
And I'm, you know, I'm kind of, you know, just whatever. And then when I'm at home with my family, I'm just like, yeah,
definitely.
Yeah. I'm just like, yeah, that's when the, can I pet that dog comes out?
Well, I've noticed that when you're not on the air, you don't project. And in here, you have to project.
Yeah. I mean, it's the first thing they teach you if you're like going to be talking on the microphone.
Yeah. You have to project your voice. You just can't come in here and go, all right, hey, man, what's up? You know, it's KX 96, the B Team podcast.
We're driving you home, Teddy Pendergrass.
Oh.
The Isley Brothers.
Oh.
Little Mini Ripperton.
Or we had a station in our cluster, it was K-Jazz. And we had a guy who would go, smooth jazz, K-Jazz, jazzy, 107. And he talked like that all the time. You could see him in the hallway. Russell, what's up, man? Oh, everything's been good. How are you?
Leon Phelps, it's the ladies' man. Yeah, don't ever do that again in my studio.
That was a great movie. God, I haven't seen that in forever. But today on the B-Team podcast, it's all about the sevens. As Brother Breck Riley celebrates his seventh anniversary today with special audio over the first couple of weeks. It's the B-Team Podcast.
BMO is really good at keeping secrets. It's just the people he tells who can't. BMO in the morning. Weekdays on Mississippi Superstar Country. Kicks 96.
And now it's time for another installment of Baby Breck Broadcasting Moments as we celebrate 7 years of Brexcellence in broadcasting.
Thank you for calling Breezy 101. Mrs. Breck, how can I help you this morning?
Yeah, Breck, I was just calling in to give you my favorite Christmas movie of all time.
Who am I speaking with right now?
Oh, my name's Tyler Bradshaw.
What's your favorite Christmas movie, Bradshaw? We got it's a tie right now between It's a Wonderful Life and Home Alone.
Well, I'm here to weigh in and break that tie.
Oh, all right.
I have managed to my whole life not watch A Wonderful Life. And this year, I watched it for the first time, and hands down, it is my favorite Christmas movie.
See, you know, I've never seen It's a Wonderful Life, and there was a big to-do in the studio yesterday. They about ran me out of the studio when I told them I never watched it. So,
well, now, it takes a little dedication. It's long. It was about 3 hours when it came on the TV, so I'm sure it cut it out when you get a little bit of commercials down, but it takes a little dedication, and the plot is a little hairy-carry for a little bit, but at the end, it all comes together, and it's just... It sums up what Christmas is all about.
All right. Well, I'll have to get on that. But as for now, the tie is broken. It's a Wonderful Life takes the lead over Home Alone. Well, Bradshaw, thank you for calling in. Thank you for calling in, buddy. Hope you have a Merry Christmas.
And Merry Christmas to you too, Brett.
It's the B-Team Podcast, and we thank you so much for tuning in today. Brother Breck celebrating his 7th anniversary in mornings. And coming up throughout the show, we will feature some of his earliest stuff as baby Brother Breck began his illustrious career.
Baby Breck.
What have you learned from day one till now about radio?
Brevity is key.
You still want to talk and talk and just keep talking and talking. And then it's like, you know what? Just get in and get out. You know, if you have a segment, you know, something that you're actually talking about, that's fine. You know, to go a little bit longer, but just get in and get out if you don't have much to do on much content. Just brevity is key. Brevity is key.
Yeah, I will say this. The only rule I had given to me was breaks are 45 seconds. This is in the afternoons. Your traffic breaks should never go more than a minute and a half. And when I got to mornings, I kind of, you know, had the same outlook. Oh, it's mornings. I can talk a little bit more. And I found myself at a maximum not going any longer than maybe 2.5 minutes. Only because people tune out. And it surprised me just how much or how little could be said. You know, because if I told you, you got 45 seconds, go. Oh, man, I can't do anything in 45 seconds. What am I going to say in 45 seconds?
All of a sudden, 45 seconds is up.
Yeah, or you're looking at your break and you've only got like 25 seconds in and you're done.
Yeah, another thing is that, you know, even back in the day, like people told me, like, Brick, you should be on the radio. And I was like, I should be on the radio. Like, I got a lot of stuff. I got a lot of fun segments I could talk about. I got a whole list of stuff. It'd be great. Yeah, you run through that in the first week. And then you're like, whoa, what the hell am I talking about now? That's literally what happens. You're like, yeah, it's great. I can do it. I can do it awesome. We got a whole lot of stuff I've always wanted to do. And then literally 1 week of shows and you're like, oh, crap.
Yeah, spent.
Yeah.
Done.
Yeah, like that's what everybody thinks. I could do that. And then you're like, oh, yep.
One of the biggest things that I learned, and it was funny because when you get into radio, there's so many people who have so many pieces of advice for you. Everybody you work with has got a piece of advice. Then your boss has got a piece of advice. Then the consultant's got a piece of advice. For every hour of the day you're on, you should do an hour of prep.
Yep.
I never have.
I don't have time.
I never have.
That's one thing. If the morning show is my only job, that'd be one thing.
Yeah.
It's not.
No. And that's the funny part about this business is people think you're in.
Well, what do you do when you get off the air? I do more work than I do when I'm on the air.
Yeah. They think you're in for 4 hours or 3 hours and you go home and you're done. No. But what I've learned over my career is people would rather be spoken with than spoken at.
Yeah.
And with us, the success that I've had has always been built and based around my family. Because there was always something going on in the house that day that was going to make somebody laugh or someone could relate to or someone just found interesting.
That's what people will tell me about the radio and while they like listen to me. It's like, Brett, you kind of just like the everyman.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like you're very relatable. You don't. Yeah, basically, you don't pee on us and tell us it's raining.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. And it's just, you know, these are things that you learn as time goes by.
It's like, I already have a big personality, so just stick me on the radio and turn a microphone on, and it cranks up to 11.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. I mean, if you've got an outgoing personality, the key in this business is to be fast. You've got to be able to think like this. And that was always something I was always able to do. Being quick-witted, sarcastic, oh, yeah. All day, every day.
It's like when people come in and they're like nervous and stuff. I'm like, okay, that's not how I get them to calm down. I'm like, all right, so what are you talking about? Like it was a junior auxiliary. I was like, what are you talking about? You're talking about the charity ball. So tell me about the charity ball. And she goes into this whole big spill. We're going to do this. And I said, okay, do the exact same thing. Microphone's on. She's like, just like that. I'm like, yes, it's just having a conversation. This isn't 60 minutes. I'm not David Frost over here interviewing Richard Nixon. It's not that.
I'm gonna make you laugh. I did the same thing. I still do the same thing, but I don't tell them I'm recording. Mm. And then they go, "Oh my god, that was me." That was you.
And like I told her, because she's a hairdresser, and she's like, "You know, I talk to people all the time about it when I'm cutting their hair." I was like, "Well, do you want me to turn around? You can see the back of my head. Looks like you're cutting my hair." The thing that gets people is like, they're like, "Dude, you can just talk about whatever." I'm like,
pretty much.
Yeah, because I had the principal on, and like, you know, like, what are we talking about? Because people think, you know, it's good. It's good what we do. We actually portray like we know, like we've done our research, which most of the time we have done our research. But a lot of times we come in and like someone else books something, and they're like, they want to talk on the radio.
And you have no idea
what they're talking about. So you got this much time to know. Yeah. And so you're like, "What are we talking about? Okay, let's go." You got about 2 seconds to hear, and then you just kind of roll with it. And then it sounds like you know more about the event than the other person does. So that's a big thing. Like when the principal came in earlier this week, and I was like, "What are we talking about? Winter Wonderland at the school? Lights and characters? Okay, let's go." And so when we got done, he's like, "Dude," he's like, "you didn't even know what was going on. You hit the microphone," and then we got done in like 5 minutes.
Yeah. That's pretty much what we do.
Yeah. I get paid to do hauls.
That's what we do. Oh, look, one of Santa's favorite helpers making her way into the B-Team podcast. Hi, Miss Ashley.
Hello.
You must be here to introduce the new feature on the B-Team podcast because Brother Breck and I didn't make the nice list.
So I am here to introduce.
They brought in someone pure of heart and not as ornery as we are.
They brought in someone not as ornery as y'all are. Yes.
Yes. She's like, "I will neither confirm nor deny the other one."
Exactly.
And the name of the new feature is called?
It is the B-Team Holiday Merchandise Hotline.
And on the hotline today, we're going to be calling who?
Miss Sherry Ballard.
And she is on line 3. Let's say good morning to her.
Hello.
Hi. What are you doing?
Driving.
Well, that's better than walking.
It's a lot better.
So, rumor has it that you would like to have a couple of B-Team podcast mugs. It's a good thing that you'd like to have a couple of them because I happen to have a couple of them. Let me bring them to you. Can I do that?
Sure.
Joining us on the phone line, Miss Sherry, who is a big fan. She enjoys listening to us and contacted me last night on the instant messenger and said she'd like to get a couple of gift mugs. She has got some incredible ideas for B-Team swag as far as things that we need to get. Some of the suggestions you had were keychains, trucker hats, anything else?
Bracelets,
because chicks dig bracelet.
Earrings?
Yeah, I don't know how we would get B-Team earrings.
Oh.
Maybe you could have like little cartoon versions of me and Breck on the earrings, so you can have Breck on one side and me on the other just dangling from your ears, because God knows that's sexy. Yes.
That would be cute.
Yes. We wanted to call and say thank you so much for listening. By the way, where is it that you work? We'll give a shout out to your employer.
Jordan Funeral Home.
You know, I hear people are dying to get into that place.
I'm sure.
I will bring those out to you, and you wanted the ones with the candy in them.
Sure.
Okay. Yeah. I will bring you some with candy. All right. Well, I appreciate it. Just wanted to call and say good morning. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you this afternoon.
That sounds great. Thank you.
I'm telling you, that place just sounds like an absolute blast. I mean, it's a hot spot. People are dying to get in there, dude.
You're killing me, BMO.
And then you could go over there.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm just sitting there trying to imagine what a day for sure. I must be like, "Oh, how was your day?" "Yeah, it was dead."
Very quiet.
Yeah. I hear those kinds of places are very competitive. Funeral homes, you had some stiff competition.
Oh, jeez. Maybe I am pure of heart compared to you.
I'm just saying.
If you'd like to appear on the B-Team Holiday Merchandise Hotline, all you have to do is order some merchandise.
That's it.
And it's wonderful. I've seen it in person, and I love it.
Yes. Sherry brought up some interesting things, and I need more female insight on this. She recommended bracelets.
Yes.
I don't know how we could do that. We'd have to just find some, like, yellow, black, and white beads or something.
I've already got ideas as soon as you said bracelets.
Okay. So maybe some B-Team bracelets are coming up?
Absolutely.
She recommended earrings.
Oh, yes.
How could we do that?
Oh, some honeybee earrings. Yes. Sherry,
this is why we have you here. I came up with beer coolers or beer koozies. Sherry wanted trucker hats as well.
Yes, definitely.
Are bracelets and earrings hard to do?
No, I don't think so. Mm-mm.
Are you that crafty?
I can be that crafty, The thing is time.
The thing is time.
But I do know people that craft.
Yes. You give them, cut them in on the percentage?
Hoodies, I think. Hoodies? I love hoodies. I do too. A yellow hoodie.
Yellow hoodie.
So pretty.
We were talking about, now you've seen the B-Team t-shirts.
Yes.
Yellow?
Yeah. Hmm. I like yellow. I don't know.
I like yellow too. Mm-hmm. These are things that we think about when we're sitting here doing nothing. Mm-hmm. It's called creative sessions. Yes. Anyway, tune in next time when you hear Miss Ashley say,
it's the B-Team Podcast.
This is the B-Team Podcast, sponsored by Mammoth Power Company. The official workout gear of the B-Team Podcast. Get your gear at mammothpowercompany.com.
And now it's time for another installment of Baby Breck Broadcasting Moments.
Philadelphia Gun and Pond presents Contenders and Pretenders, Central Mississippi's most trusted source for short and long-term loans on your valuable items is, was, and always will be Philadelphia Gun and Pond.
A contender is professional, has a vested interest in their customers, is committed to their privacy, and treating them like family.
Pretenders? Well, you be the judge.
Yo, 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 give us a go. Come see us now before we're gone. We're funky, fresh, fly rappers, and we'll take your pawn.
And there you go.
Give them a call at 601-656-8123 or stop by and visit Philadelphia Gun and Pawn in person at 910 Posey Avenue in Philadelphia. Open 6 days a week from 8 a.m. till 6 p.m.
While others pretend.
Philadelphia Gun and Pawn tends to taking care of business for hardworking people just like you.
Wiki, wiki, what?
It's the B-Team Podcast and the third and final segment as we say thank you again to everyone who's listening. We appreciate that. Make sure you tell a friend. It's amazing to see what we've accomplished with only a few months of doing this. Again, if there's anything on the holiday merchandise that you'd like to get, by all means, check out the social media pages. We've got some ideas. Miss Ashley's going to be working on some stuff as far as bracelets, because apparently chicks dig bracelets and earrings. We just have to find an inexpensive way to do that.
Who knew?
Not me. I'm a guy. I don't know anything about bracelets or earrings.
Who knew?
I have nothing pierced on my body, and I like it that way.
I know I know about earrings when you find them in never mind.
Throughout the show, we've been playing some of Baby Breck stuff, and we call him Baby Breck because that's when he was just, you know, learning to crawl. Do you have a favorite moment from any of the ones that you've saved? The interview was pretty good.
Oh, that's so bad. Well, I probably like that one just because it's Bradshaw. And I mean, I know Bradshaw. He's one of my...
Yeah.
We set that up on the... I was like, hey, Bradshaw, I need somebody to call in and break a tie on... what's the best Christmas movie between Home Alone and It's a Wonderful Life? And I know he was it's a Wonderful Life person. He's like, oh yeah, I'll do it. Okay. So he called. So we just set it up like that.
Yeah. Time now for a thing we call Things We Learned Today. And if you haven't guessed it by now, we learned that today is Brother Breck's 7th anniversary doing morning show radio. And you got to love it.
Oh yeah. I said 7 years when I got off the air a while ago earlier today. Someone called, and she's been with me for 7 years.
I should be here in 13 years, hopefully. If I am, I cannot wait to celebrate your 20th anniversary. It's scary to think of, man, but it will fly by.
We got to get to 10 first.
Well, that's nothing. You blink and turn around, and it'll be 10 years.
We got to get to 10.
We can do that. That's not a problem. We learned today that chicks dig earrings and bracelets.
I mean, I knew that, but I didn't know anybody would want to wear a B-Team.
Well, just the colors alone are cool. I mean, who doesn't like black, white, and yellow?
So, I mean, you want to wear, sure. So, we're going to arrive when someone gets a B-Team tattoo.
That would be dope. A
B-Team tramp stamp.
Yeah, that's not what we need. I can just see that. I mean, if you want to, you know, you want to get a, you know, the B, you know, I call him Mo because that's the mascot. But if you'd like to get a little Mo, do it. I want to see it. Matter of fact, I might be the first, but I'm telling you.
You going to get a tramp stamp?
No.
You go get Mo.
Oh, my God.
You going to get right there on the thing?
You know what? I might just mess with you. Mm. I'm not going to let a lot of people see it, but you never know. It depends on how drunk I get.
It's a bee. It means it's like me. I'm free. I can fly like a bee. That's what it means. Don't make fun of my ink, my art, my expression.
We learned that Jordan Funeral Home is a very exclusive place and people are dying to get in there.
like most funeral homes.
Yeah. And we learned that it's time for us to make White Horse Caca and hit the trail.
Make like a baby and head out to his mother.
Trying to make like a tree and leave.
Make like a tree and get out of here.
Say goodbye, McFly.
Goodbye, McFly.
You've been listening to the B-Team Podcast. Catch BMO and Breck weekday mornings on Mississippi's Superstar Country, Kix 96.
A Boswell Media station.
Listen live at kix96news.com.
To become a sponsor, the viewers and guests on the show, or for more information, contact them at BMO.